everyone. I hope you're enjoying Chicago. It's very, very nice outside. Usually it's freezing cold, so we are very lucky. My name is Ivy Lung. I'm a patient navigator and a project coordinator for the Chinatown Patient Navigation Program. Our project PI is Dr. Melissa Simon, and today I'll be talking about Chinatown women's perception about their experiences with U.S. healthcare delivery system. I have nothing to disclose, and this is the presentation outline. Chicago Chinatown is within this red outline around this area, and McCormick Place is actually right outside of Chinatown right here. 80% of the population is Chinese-speaking, and they are first-generation immigrants who live in a multi-generational linguistic isolation. Their median income is 50% below Chicago's median, and they have limited English proficiency as well as poor health outcomes. Mainly due to the language barrier, Chinatown is like an invisible community. Most of them do not venture outside of Chinatown, so outsiders don't know or understand the struggle that many of them are facing. Chicago's Chinatown Patient Navigation Program is a partnership between Mercy Hospital and Medical Center, which is right next door to here. Chinese American Service League, also known as CASL, located in the center of Chinatown, and Northwestern University. The overall goal of the study is to increase breast and cervical cancer screening and timely follow-up. Specific aims of the study include: 1, to adapt a successful patient navigation program to Chinatown community; 2, to implement the patient navigation services to promote breast and cervical cancer screening and to shorten the follow-up time among Chinese women through outreach, education, and navigation services; and 3, to evaluate the intervention's impact with qualitative methods through focus group and with quantitative methods through individual surveys and medical record reviews. I want to note that this project is a true partnership. I'm an example of that. I'm employed by CASL, but I'm also an employee at Mercy Hospital, where I serve as the patient navigator in the breast and women's health team. And I'm also a member of the research team at Northwestern. In order to implement a successful intervention, it is important for us to first explore the barriers to healthcare utilization experienced by women in Chinatown. Understanding these barriers can help us predict patient navigation program implementation challenges in the community and establish effective outreach, education, and service model. The objective of our formative research and the focus of this today's presentation is to explore Chinatown's women barriers to accessing healthcare in the United States through focus group. Understanding this barrier will help us implement a better patient navigation intervention. Our focus group required participants to be Chinese women over the age of 21, live in one of the 8 Chinatown zip codes, and speak Cantonese, Mandarin, or Tui Chinese. We recruited participants through community organizations such as CASL, community hospital like Mercy, and by word of mouth. Some women just bring their friends or coworker to our events as a way of hanging out together over a meal. We held our focus group at a prominent Chinatown restaurant so the women can feel comfortable speaking up and sharing their thoughts, experiences, and opinions. It is culturally appropriate because sharing a meal together is a typical gathering for friends and family. We audio recorded the focus group session, which were about 1.5 to 2 hours in length. They were conducted in the summer and the fall of 2014 by trained multilingual moderators. For the quantitative data analysis, we used a constant comparative method with the initial codes from the SAMe structured interview guide. With this method, we continuously refine our code as new theme emerge. We held 7 focus groups with a total of 60 women. The median age of the focus group participant was 62. 78% of them were publicly insured with either Medicaid, Medicare, or both. And 32% stated that they did not have a private care, primary care provider. The median years of residing in the U.S. was 13 years. As you can see, In the bar chart, the large portion of women have been in the United States for over 20 years. So what did we learn in this focus group? Women described their primarily receiving their care from Chinatown private doctors, but they were unsatisfied with the care that they received. One of the main complaints that was their brief interaction with doctors. For instance, one woman stated, maybe they have too many patients. They are always in a hurry. Get them in 2 minutes. And another said, sometimes when I went home, my family asked me what the doctor said. You tried to tell them, but how could she? You were just there for a few minutes, then you left. I witnessed these sentiments frequently in my experience as a navigator. Patients usually wait for 2 hours to be seen by their Chinatown private doctors. If they are walk-in appointments, they could wait for 4 to 6 hours, only to see the doctor for a few minutes, in and out. One would think that having a private a provider speak their language would result in more understanding. However, ironically, that is not the case because of the minimal interaction with their doctors. Another common theme we hear across all of our group is the low service quality of Chinatown private doctors. One woman said, those at the front desk have bad attitude. They scold you when you ask a few more questions. This is mutually and angrily agreed, as many of them express frustration and negative experiences with their front desk. According to one woman, Chinatown people can never leave Chinatown, so the doctor's medical service has no quality control. Based on discussion with these women, Chinatown doctors have no reason to improve their services because of new immigrants, limited English speakers, people without access to leave Chinatown, or people who have no knowledge of choosing a different provider will always exist. And this will sum up very well. Where we receive care doesn't mean they're good, just that they're convenient. Some other things that women have said are, if I know English, I don't want to see doctors in Chinatown, but I don't understand English and there's nothing I can do. And there are some American-born interpreters for you, but they actually don't know how to speak it. Language was the most frequently mentioned major obstacle to accessing care outside of Chinatown. That's why in our navigation program, we emphasize communication. We navigators attend all of their appointments at Mercy, we interpret for them, and we can explain everything to them later again if they forgot or had any confusion. Inconvenience is an additional hurdle that women mentioned they face when considering care outside of Chinatown. For example, one woman complained, go to where to register what? Going through the dead door? If you get to the hospital, where do you register? For that reason, we made it a point in our intervention for navigators to always meet patients at the front door to guide them where they need to go. Once they have done it a couple times, they start to remember and learn their way around. They might even take their friends and family to show them their way next time. Transportation is yet another barrier. Many Chinese women in Chinatown don't drive, nor have ever taken a bus. As one woman described, for our age, all of our children don't want us to drive, so none of us drive. Given that transportation is a major obstacle, our navigation program tried to make coming to Mercy Hospital relatively convenient. They can easily take a bus or even just walk a few blocks in the nice weather. The navigation team often prints out a map to show women where and what bus to take. We write them notes to give it to the bus driver to alert them what stop they need to get off at. Sometimes we try to pair an experienced bus rider with a woman who has never taken the bus before. Once they have tried it, they become more familiar and are more likely to do it again in the future. Concern with burdening the adult children with different requests and support was another common theme at the focus group, preventing women from utilizing healthcare. Some of the sentiments they share were, actually, my own time doesn't really matter. The main thing that I'm concerned of is that the children don't have that much time. They all have to go to work. The most important is that you can do it yourself. You don't need them accompany you. You can talk to the doctor yourself, see the doctor yourself. Nowadays, there are more of us old folks who care about you youngsters, and less of youngsters who care about us old folks. Given women's priority to not burden their adult children who often could not take time off work, we purposely sought ways for our navigators to be their support system. We are able to give the elderly a peace of mind to not feel like burdening the adult children so they can come to medical appointment at ease and without hesitation. With our help, they are not limited to Chinatown doctors as much as before. A final theme that emerged from this focus group is that outside of receiving care from Chinatown private doctors, women's experiences with the healthcare system revolve around negative experiences in the emergency department. The experiences in the emergency department range from long wait time to inadequate care as patient to concerned caretaker of a child or a spouse. This quote from one woman demonstrates the impact of these negative experiences. Neck pain and back pain, so painful that I yelped for help. Went for emergency service. It took a night for me to see emergency service. It's finally my turn the next morning. When it was my turn, the doctors checked and asked me to stay in the hospital. I stayed there for 2 nights. There weren't any medicine at all. No one came to see me. I was rolling on the bed in pain like that. They asked me to leave on the third day. They told me to go for physical therapy. Okay, fine, physical therapy then. You know how long was the wait? It took 3 months. The pain could have killed you. Then I flew back to China for treatment. Then I got cured. So you tell me whether I should trust the hospital or not. Since the only experience they have with the medical system is negative, we need to advocate for them to gain that trust and to encourage them try to seek medical care outside of Chinatown. I believe through our navigation efforts, many of our enrolled women have confidently entrusted their care with our medical team. Now I'd like to point out our study limitation. First, we recruited a convenient sample from the community and clinic. It is possible that we may have missed some women who stay at home or don't go to community sites. And we recruited the first people who met the eligibility criteria, recruited very few brand new immigrants. Second, focus group were conducted while the Affordable Care Act were altering the healthcare landscape. So it is possible that the perception have changed since 2014 when we conducted this focus group. As more and more women are medically insured, many of them may have gained experiences with the healthcare system. We learned through our focus group that most Chinese women in Chinatown rely on Chinese-speaking provider, despite their dissatisfaction with their care that they receive from them. Some of the reason for not utilizing the healthcare system outside of Chinese-speaking providers include barriers such as language, transportation, inconvenience, and concern for burdening the adult children. Also, when they do interact with the healthcare system outside of Chinatown, it is with emergency department, which is never the best experience for anyone. Patient navigation program needs to help women overcome communication barriers, gain trust in medical personnel, medical insurance usage, patient rights, and much more. In my experience as a navigator, I have observed that many of these Chinatown private doctor care is not up to current standard. They have patient pay for referral or drug prescription. Many patients reported having less painful mammogram, possibly due to insufficient levels of compression. What we do as a navigator is overcome the hurdles of many prior negative experiences, along with individual and system level challenges in order to make this patient navigation program work. We help them with applying health insurance, educate them on patients' rights, how to use their insurance, how to choose the primary care doctor, how to change the primary care doctor, what to look for when choosing an insurance plan. As you can see, a large portion of our work has become insurance education due to the Affordable Care Act. I would like to close by sharing a story of a cancer patient, how navigation changed her experience and perspective, then to her and her family's overall healthcare utilization. She was diagnosed with cancer and needed primary care doctor's medical clearance for surgery. She had had Medicaid for many years, but barely used it for herself. She only used it for her children in Chinatown. That's why she never had a primary care doctor. We help her find a primary care doctor at Mercy because we were able to schedule an appointment quickly, and our navigators were able to accompany her conveniently. She was pleasantly surprised by the level of diligent care and courtesy that she received from all the staff. She told me she never knew this is the kind of standard care that patients should expect because she never experienced it before, so she didn't know what she was missing. A few months after her surgery, she switched all her care and her family's care to Mercy because she was so satisfied with all the care that she received. She said that she would never go back to Chinatown's doctor despite easier communication because the level of care and services are too different. If we can help everyone experience this level of satisfaction, think about how much we can change in people's life and in the community. Not only can patients receive higher quality service, but the private doctors will be forced to improve their services to maintain patients' demand as well. Thank you.